Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren. Thank you so much for those hand club. May God bless you for them. And the glory and honor be back to him.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope
Witness,
together with Pastor Samuel Newman
and our
Bible reader, Teacher Isaac.
We
love you all.
In the
name of the Lord Jesus,
Son
of the living God,
we
place in this ministry
a
new generation
which
has the full knowledge of God.
Yes, you have been
here. Praise Jesus much.
Today is a
Wednesday.
Meeting.
And we know we are always in our meetings.
Is a focus of God TVs and
of
radios.
Focus of God televisions and radios.
Or focus of God media.
Or focus of God media.
Where
there are also our spiritual gifts. Through which we see
the way
we are going to fulfill God's worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. We know it is God's final work on the planet Earth,
placing
in Uganda Pearl of Africa.
And
are told every day that is the greatest revival and restoration and the final on the planet Earth, and
it's
basing in Uganda Pearl of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This today in the midst of that meeting,
we hear
they have stopped conferences, different form of gatherings,
roads
and the borders of the country have been closed because of the coronavirus. Where God has stretched his hand to press the world to come from the acts which are not of righteousness, and the turn back to him.
Yet
they have still failed to realize what's moving on.
But
you, as of new generation with full knowledge of God and his glory,
he
was given to lead the God's worldwide promised call, which is on the nation Uganda,
and
God's final work on planet Earth, basing in Uganda Pearl of Africa.
We
know it's the revival and the greatest restoration and the last on the planet Earth, and it's based in Uganda Pearl of Africa. You know well what is moving on. After having the other man
who
is like Elijah,
who
reached into becoming Elisha,
was
able
to
hear things spoken in the inner chamber's secrets,
and
he brought them, proclaimed them publicly, as in the 2 Kings 7-15.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
because of those reasons moving on, we want to study of this. For the last signs of the coming back of the Lord Jesus, of the second coming of the Lord Jesus, the world
confusion
is filled of confusion.
In
their borders,
in
their housings,
in
the roads, they have been shut and closed. God is a prophecy. It
bears
most in the Isaiah 24:10. That for the signs, the last signs of the coming back of the second coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, the world is filled of confusions. And its borders, the houses and the roads, they have been closed. You understand that what it means. That they have not realized that for the last signs of the second coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, the world is filled of confusions. And the borders, the housings, and the roads, they have been closed. He spoke basing in the Isaiah 24 verses 10, and he said like this. Isaiah 24 and the verses
10.
Yes, praise Jesus, Matt. The city of confusion. You know confusion? Different sorts of witchcraft and sorcery. Religions which are of all forms. Beliefs which are not clear. Fake salvation of lies.
It's
filled of the false prophets. Business filled with robbery. Filled with bribes.
Obufuzi.
The rulership and leaderships.
Politics.
Politics.
Ajudo enguzi.
Bribes of the highest level. Health sector.
Ebijudde abanyazi n'abasi.
Robbers and murderers.
Ebyobusubuzi.
The sector of business.
Ebijudde okweyagaliza.
Filled of wishing themselves.
Wishing
our own selves. For those confusions, the city of confusion
is
broken down. Every house is shut up. No one is allowed to come in. Borders have been closed. Not accepted to cross borders of other nations now on planet Earth. Even some streets are not allowed to enter there. Others, they shut them in their houses. Prophecy is come to pass. It passed by a prophet Isaiah. It has come to pass like today. You repeat that verse. Isaiah 24 verses 10.
Omuntu yenna aleme okuyingiramu.
Aha. Ekibuga eky'obuvuyo.
A city of confusion.
Oba obusamizi obw'enjawulo.
Different form of sorcery.
Omuli ba Illuminati.
Where the Illuminati.
Devil worshippers.
Devil worshippers.
Baphomet n'abalala.
Baphomet and the others.
N'obulogo bw'ekifirika.
And the sorcery of Africans.
Omuli amadini agajjudde obuvuyo.
Where the religions filled of chaos.
Madini ag'enjawulo gajjudde obuvuyo.
Different form of religions filled with chaos. Teri
newankwadde omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Nothing like the light of the word of God.
Enzikiriza.
They believe.
Do
not have gospel of kingdom of God
already,
the kingdom of heaven. Different forms of belief confuse themselves. They do not have light of the word of God. They have rejected the laws of God. The false salvation who left gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness, the kingdom of heaven,
and
they preached promises of that gospel. Others preached gospel material gains of the world. The politics, field of bribes, the business sector, field of each one wishing themselves, the health sector, field of robbers, those who eat bread, and those who murderers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. All those, the confusion of them has brought another confusion. The world is heading on to its destruction to be broken down. They have closed borders. which enter another nation in the midst of the world. Some streets they have been closed. Others have been shut in their houses. Others have been put in the prison of sickness. Whoever is affected, they are reserved in a certain location to be there. When prophecy comes to pass like today, you know where it cometh from? That there are some of the signs, the last signs, second coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the world has gotten a confusion. That's why they have closed the borders. And they have closed up streets. Many roads and streets. And they shut people in the houses and the hospitals. They have not yet realized what's moving on.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Say, because a world of a city of confusions. That person enjoy it most. For it has come to pass in the world. Those verses to be fulfilled, it has just been them. For it's already come to pass. You repeat it, we hear it well. Isaiah
24,
verses
10.
Any man, they have closed the borders. Don't argue against it. For that is how it is. But do you know what has caused it? Let's read the verse 2, see where it cometh from. Isaiah 24
in
the verses
2.
And
people are sick. Even the Pope is sick. Don't be angry. It's only you wrote them down. For they have brought confusions of religions and beliefs in the world. And the false salvation. Where the left gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. And they perverted to preach the lies in the left light of the word of God. And the politicians ate many bribes, those in the health sector, and they took care of only themselves, eating bribes in treating the patients. The business people, and they became those wishing for themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Those
real confusions, they have caused people and the
priests
to look alike at Vatican and many other nations in Italy.
As
people are even the priests like that. Isaiah 24 verses 2.
Bwatyo kabona bwaliba ngo muddu bwaliba bwatyo mukazi we bwaliba
ikintu kiriko mukozi we bwaliba
is not segregating any person. That
is
not that you have money, that you have a worker, you are all affected by it. Isaiah 24 verse 2.
Whether
you are a wife home, or you have a house help in your home, it's all the same now.
Isaiah 24:2.
Even
now,
the buyer and the seller, they are sick.
Karismani atunda agenda
subula. I tell the one selling is going to do how?
Nana gula gulechi.
And the one moving will buy what?
Kubanga borders ingize byenfuna bazigadde
nga bomuuli. Borders which enter cargo, they have closed them as you've heard.
Muisai habiri munya.
Isaiah 24. The first day. The seller will have nothing to sell for some time.
But now
you will just look and most will get more sick. Isaiah 24:2.
What a year wola bwaliba.
Isaiah 24:2.
Ngawe bwa magoba bwaliba. Bwati amwa magoba bwaliba.
Okorere da magoba manje.
Worked for many prophets.
Ogena kubana chintu ogena kubanga oli gogaja.
Nothing you'll be like the other you got it from. Sente
zigenda kubaga sakana kasera.
Not help you in this moment.
Munina kudelika tonda abantu.
Time you have to turn back to God.
Tiwali ali na makuru
kati. No one has any meaning now. Era enseri malibwa mudala
and utterly plundered.
Era nenyagibwa dala.
For the Lord has spoken Vanga this word.
Kama chogete chechigambo chi.
Isaiah 24:3. Ensi ewubala.
The earth mourns.
Ensi ewubala.
Mourns.
Ekaba. Esinda. Ekungubala.
Wowe.
It's true. They're crying. God is in heaven's watching.
Although
they never considered him be anything. And they're politicians. As they eat bribes. They thought they are the ones who are reigning. Most high reigns in the kingdoms of Sudan of men. It's a time to understand that. Verses 4. Those who are highly exalted up there. You can't then I tell you. God wants to speak with the world. All boss high up there shooking them.
Corona.
Cronus is the case everywhere. What is happening? You bought missiles, strike him with them now. God did something hard on your way.
Job 5:12-13.
He made their scheme fall upon themselves. They made
virus
for themselves. He began to make it spread attack them.
He
made their schemes fall on themselves.
China.
If I tell you they had targeted China,
Africa,
even Africa, you can be surprised.
It's
still to hear that China made the virus is not true.
They
told you all the old people,
Queen
of England, all their rain hiding.
Trump
every day was
Yesu
that is done more work than Jesus.
Done
work for Christianity than Jesus. Let him begin at that point. What is happening to those people in the world? Isaiah 24:4.
Abantu abagulumivu abensi bagwamu amanyi.
Abantu abagulumivu abensi.
Exalted, haughty in the world.
But President Trump.
The President Trump.
Oh,
there are many proud people out there. All been haughty giants in the world. The virus is
taken.
The Holy One, the Pope, the virus. This I speak truth. This prophecy come to pass. You don't agile of it.
Them
come back
at
and it's just begun.
When
changes will change a little,
it
brings in place another. Apostle, you want to
speak
God, you are not minding the people. How can I dare support you when your Creator has not supported you? For he rebukes you to change. Me, I cancel his rebuke.
Isaiah 24:5.
The filth is right here. Streets of England. They bring out
banners.
Satan children. What is that? Those filth, you're going to face it this time.
The
evils done in darkness, there are very many.
Isaiah 24:5. Erensi esigidwa ke mpitambi wansi wabajitulamu kubanga basobezza mateeka.
Eri amateeka byonna baki abalanya tewali mateeka.
The laws they missed them, they're not laws.
Eri mu America bali mu njiri ya kisa.
America then the gospel of grace.
Mbuno bali mu kisa tewali mateeka
nga kadona. Grace not in the laws of God.
Eri abebishia gabe dirisha bati.
Homosexuals are all spread everywhere.
Kubagenda batambula amawanga mu parliament za amawanga.
Go mess up parliament of nations.
Ndi baziku
they persuade them to launch homosexuality in their nations. Begin to pant as you sodomize yourself with coronavirus. Someone said, what are you laughing about? You know, spoke in the Psalms too. The Most High will mock them. The Lord will laugh on the other day. For you were acting
practically
as you left his
laws.
He said the Most High will laugh at you. The Lord will mock you. On the other day, when you will see problems. You have not read it before. They read it for you.
Zaburi
Psalms chapter 2, verses 5. Psalms chapter 2, verses 5.
Mubiro biri aliba gamba kubusungu we aliba teka nyamuchiru iche chinji romu kaga na ina teka kawaka wange kulusozi wangotuko usayoni romu samu nchila kilondichi mulira mukama yangama tigoli mwana wange lelonku zade romu nana onsabense nage nikuwa mawanga okubera usikavo Nesonda zensi okubera amatwaleko olumwenda. Olimenya nti olibimenya n'omugo gw'ekyuma. Olibyasayasa ng'entamu ey'omubumbi olw'ekkumi. Kale kaakano mubere n'amagezi mwe bakabaka. Muyige mwe basala omusango gw'ensi. Kumi na lumu.
Abalamuzi kye beekoze.
What the judges have done.
Marayo.
Kumi na lumu. Mwereze mukama n'okutya era musanyuke n'okukankana. Kumi na bbiri. Munywegere omwana aleme okusunguwala. Nammwe ne mubula mu kkubo.
Sawa yakudde eri Yesu omwana wa Katonda.
Turn to Jesus, Son of God.
Banoonye ebimukwata kuba binywegere omwana.
What cause son of him kiss the son?
Kubanga yatula agulu ali kuseka n'akudula.
The Most High is laughing and mocking them.
Zingo muwereza we nkabe.
Me as a servant I cry. Remain together with him for mercy.
Love
to say, Father, you have mercy. If you get angered of what he does, you too can be beaten by him. When
he
speaks, say, what is the Almighty doing? Ask the question like that, that what is he doing?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. See, what's in the world is like this?
When he
brought Isaiah 24:10 to come to pass, that a city of confusion
is
being brought, beaten down.
Borders.
All borders.
Streets.
Streets. Of roads.
And
the houses. No one is allowed to enter and get out. For verse 5 he has told you.
Zaburi esule yokubiri.
Isaiah
esule yabiri mwenye norinyurokuta.
Isaiah 24 verses 5.
Eresi esigidwa ko empitambi wansi wabajitulamu. Kubanga basobeza mateka. Neba wanyisa ekiragiro. Neba menye endagaano eteri gwawo.
All the laws of God, they transgressed them. And they say they are under grace, not under the laws. They change commands of truth. And they put in place lies. And they didn't end there. The new covenant blood of the Son of God which cleansed us.
They
count as if it never cleansed us.
They went
back, commit all the initial sins of the world. Of worshipping devils. Worshipping Satan and his demons. The fallen angels.
Isaiah 24,
verses
6.
No way the
curse is moving. Even devouring every side of the world. If you are not discovered,
after
made a virus, God mixed an ingredient with it. It turned to a curse.
Of
breaking the laws, that's why it's most passed. Those in place of those ones,
their
nation is all painted with fields of all sins.
They
go back in the bars,
in these calls.
Yes. You go back then. Why is
he
cut off?
Oh,
everyone to sit down, their home is peace with them. They keep wandering so much places. They wander in discourse. They go beaches. Football. You will not go play those footballs of yours.
In
your homes, I'll speak with you. You repeat this verse 6.
Isaiah 24,
verse 6.
Ekikolimo kyekyava kirya ensi. N'abo abagituulamu balabisenga gubasinze.
Abatula mu nsi tegunnabasinga.
Waliwo
okumu atakkiriza nti
mwonoonyi
mu kaseera kano aka coronavirus.
This time of coronavirus.
Kirabisenga gubasinze.
Appeared them condemned.
Era waliyo ne kooti esukkulumu eya Katonda ku nsi.
Supreme Court of God on the world.
Eri mwali mu kuleeta emisango kubasamize
amadiini
ag'enjawulo
n'enzikiriza
ez'engeri
zonna
omulina obulokozi oba
obuliba
kirabise nga gubasinze
okyanga
mukola ebikolobero omanyi ba Mikaya temubaagala
prophet Mikaya.
Speak
to this reality. You want people to speak things which sound sweet.
It's
not time of speaking things sweet. Sickness is sweet. Let us preach what is sweet your way. Bitter, let's preach bitterness. Most medicine which heal, they are bitter. Isaiah 24:6.
They
are burnt. They have to remain few. Which number is to remain? If I'll be revealed, I'll tell it to you.
I'm
going to remain a bit few people.
I know it
has to reduce the number. This you have to believe it. Increased in the population's numbers. Made altars of sorcery. Now you remaining will be blessed.
But
now they are being burned, their hearts are burning up. They have to remain a few people.
China
was most populated, but I think they have become reducing now. Buddha and not
welcoming
Christianity in their
nation.
They have been killing Christians, now let them kill them.
In
the world, there have to remain not many people. And there are many, but not so many. When there are
people,
those who are most going to leave this world are the ones leading the evils. That you write it down. And this virus, the one who drives it, I will pray, it drives it first. Speaking out those with great evils committed. Those hardened in hearts, they don't want to change.
I think
it has gotten the direction of how to move. Don't agile. We saw it remaining 1 month to happen on the world. Means we can speak with it. Yes.
What did them?
You afraid?
The
prophecy comes to pass. There remaineth many.
You
repeat the verse 6. Isaiah 24:6.
Ekikolimo kyekyava kirya ensi. N'abo abagituulamu balabise nga gubasinze. Abatula mu nsi kyebava bookebwa abantu ne basigala batono.
Yes.
There could be a few people.
You have two eyes. If they don't smell, you get some glasses with yourself. telescope, you wait for this promise. If you love remained, you will see it.
Isaiah 24,
verse 7.
Omwengo musu guubala.
You go drink.
For you've been in buzz drinking.
Eternally
you are drinking wines and alcohol. Americans. Go back drink again.
How dead
the alcohol and the wine is stuck in the bottles.
Isaiah 24,
verse
7. Omuzabibu guyogobera. Bonna abalina emitima egisanyuka. Basa ebikowe.
The parting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My goodness. What else is happening?
Isaiah 24,
verses
8.
Go back in the discourse and the shorts. If it's your revealed, you say I am lying. Why is it not you was revealed of it? Are they not moving on now? Those of
these
courses, they stopped them. I've had like 1 month. Yet you may postpone it more. Isaiah 24, verses 8. Go back, make noise for us. God had gotten tired of voices of discourse.
When early
you walk with your miniskirts,
all the night sleepless night.
Be in your homes that God speaks with you. Isaiah 24, verses 8.
Now,
without voices. Shall come out and you can hear then. Go back, play your harp with not clear.
You
resorted to disco that you're praising God. Isaiah 24, verses 9.
You go back, get
drunk as you move on the rocks. As you move, staggering when you're drunk. And you ask, who is God?
You repeat
in England, in America, in China, where they get drunk.
If
any Africans, you be careful.
For
the road is not yet stretched out much. You go back
because
and you're acting drunk.
Isaiah 24,
verses 9.
Tebalinywa mwenge nga bayimba ekitamiiza kirikayirira awo abakinywa.
Bakuwonywe ne koronawo.
Drink with your Cronus.
Yabagamba.
He told them.
Ebiro byatuuse.
The season will come.
For
the last sign, coming back of the Lord Jesus, the world in the midst of chaos,
borders
have been closed, streets, roads, and the houses.
No one
allowed to enter, get out. Be in your houses. God will speak with you.
Isaiah 24,
verses 10.
Ekibuga ekyokwetabula kimenyesemenyese buli nyumba egattwawo omuntu yenna alema okuyingiramu. 11. Waliwo okukaaba mu nguudo olw'omwenge.
Kati abatamivu.
Now drunkards.
Mukama tusonyiwe tetukyaddamu okunywa.
First we shall not drink.
Isaiah 24 verse 11.
Pleasure of the world no more. Rob money, you go in big hotels. You go
to
eat. Now you fear to go there. This is to help us to fulfill God's worldwide call. God's worldwide promised call, which is on the nation Uganda. And I've said you not that.
Note.
You not.
Number one.
This is to help us to fulfill God's worldwide promised call, which is on the nation Uganda. The second note. This is to help us fulfill the final work of God on planet Earth. It's basic in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Note number two.
It's to help us to fulfill God's final work on the planet Earth. Basic in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Note number three.
It is to help on us to fulfill revival and the restoration, the greatest and the last on the planet Earth, and it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
I
told you the third note. It is to help us to fulfill the greatest revival
and
the restoration, the last on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Praise Jesus much.
NB.
NB, I tell you something. Because the signs of the second coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ they look alike those who fulfilling the God is already promised corner of the nation Uganda. I said NB.
esoka.
The first.
Kubanga.
Because.
Obonero bokuda okokubira kwa mukama afi.
The signs of the second coming back of Jesus Christ.
Bufanagana nobo obwokutuukiriza okuyitibwa kwa Katonda kwaza asuubiza amawanga gonna.
Appear like those of fulfilling God's worldwide promised call.
Okuli ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
Which is on the nation of Uganda.
NBA okubiri.
NB number 2.
Olw'ensonga eyo.
For that reason.
Ku ntandikwa y'omwezi ogw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
The beginning of the month of December.
2019. Katonda yatugamba.
God told us.
Tuyingire mu kusaba.
We enter in prayer.
Atuteeketeeke nga kino.
That will prepare us as an individual.
Atuteeketeeke ng'ekkanisa ya New Generation.
Prepare us as Church of New Generation.
With the full knowledge of God.
With the full knowledge of God.
Atuteeketeeke ekkanisa mu Uganda.
Prepare the church in Uganda.
Ateketeke Uganda.
To prepare Uganda.
Ngegwanga eryayitibwa.
As the nation called for the entire world.
Ateketeke Uganda.
To prepare Uganda.
Egwanga eryayitibwa ku lw'ensi yonna.
Nation called for the entire world.
Ateketeke kanisa ku lw'ensi yonna.
That prepares church in the entire world. That he prepares the entire world for his final work on the planet Earth. Now we have said NB number 2. For that reason above, at the beginning of the month of December 2019, God told us to enter in prayer. That he prepares us as an individual. To prepare each as an individual. To prepare us as church of the new generation with the full knowledge of God. To prepare us as church in Uganda. Prepare us as church in Uganda. And to prepare us as a nation called for the entire world.
And
he prepares Uganda as a nation called for the entire world. To prepare a church
for
over the entire world. To prepare a church all over the entire world.
And
also prepare the entire world
for his
final work on the planet Earth.
Those
who remember that prayer, one out of which came this we are hearing.
He
is preparing their hearts. Shut them in their nations, in their houses,
according
to their borders. In their streets, in the roads, even the houses, that they can be prepared there.
You
prayed the prayer, you forgot it. Moving on to do its work. You go back, listen again to those prayers.
We're
going to put them onto our page. WhatsApp. The full knowledge of God.
And
the focus of God. All the things, some of what God has come telling us.
Been
NB number 2. NB number 3 says, on the date of 31st, the month of December 2019, God told us, God told us the most wicked actions of Satan. were to be launched in the year 2020. In there was even that virus and sickness,
coronavirus,
which it is surpassing AIDS in destroying.
The
date of 31st
December
2019, God told us
on the
wicked evil acts of Satan, those who are to be launched in 2020, and they straight began, where there was even a sickness which surpasses HIV AIDS in killing quickly. Today we saw that sickness. Now we saw it already.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You were there.
In
that prophecy you had it. In the month of January, this is NB number 4. In the month of January, 2020, this virus appeared.
Katonda n'agamba agenda kite kukikozesa.
God said he's going to be using it. Many other sicknesses which are going to kill food which is most eaten in the entire world. The world to come to realization
that
all long they never lived with food.
They
never lived by food but by every word from the mouth of God.
Realize
God reigns in the kingdom of children of men. In the January, that's NB number 4. In the January 2020, the sickness which was spoken of December 31st 2019, it came in the world, and God told us he's going to use it. With other viruses,
able
to eat foods most eaten in the world, like rice, wheat, and poshel.
That will
prove the world all along they never lived by food, but by every word from the mouth of God. And that they come to understand
that
God reigns in the kingdom of the children of men. That's why we've come to study that heading. When he told us that for signs, the last signs, second coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, the world is in the midst of confusion, and their borders, its roads, even some have been shut in their houses, that no one enters or gets out. And you remember that our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was asked of the signs which will be prevailing in his coming, in the Matthew 24,
told them
there will be diseases which will not be known then. There will be sicknesses and disease. Let's read it in the Matthew we hear.
Matayo esulaya bili munya nolo nyiriri
olokusatu.
Matthew 24 verse 3.
Buyalinga atude ku lusozi olwa Zeituni, abayigirizwa be ne bajja gyali kyama, ne bagamba nti, tubulire bino bwe biribeererawo, n'akabonero ak'okujjako gwe kaliba, n'ak'emirembe kino okuggwaawo. Olwokuna, Yesu n'addamu n'abagamba nti, mulabe omuntu yenna tabakyamyanga. Olwokutaano, kubanga bangi balijja mu linnya lyange nga bagamba nti nze Kristo balikyamya bangi
okusooka byonna
first of all
mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
our Lord Jesus Christ
mu Matayo 24
verse 3
bwe yali ku lusozi olwe Zaitu
was on the mountain of olives
abayigirizwa be ne bajja gyali
disciples came unto him
namugamba tubuulire kubonero obw'okujjako
tell us the signs of your coming
obw'okubiri
the second coming
n'enkomerero y'emirembe gye bulibeera
of this world how it will be
agamba mulabe nga temulimbibwa mu
ntiyana don't be deceived in person
kubanga sineje
for before I come
walibawo baje abali janga abayita mulinya lyange
men will come in my name
abayita ba Kristo
say they are the Christ
era tumanyi nti olwalero
we know that today
mugwanga lya America yekyasinze abayita ba Kristo
America there where most people call themselves Christ
nimanga agamu aga West Africa
the nations of West Africa
nayongera nagamba bwati
and he moved on to say like this
Matayo isura yabiri munya Nolinyiri romukaga
Matthew 24 verse 6
Muliulira entalo netutumuli entalo
okusoka
ebitandikirwa ako These are the initial
ebyobonero obutandikirwa ako bya
Those initial signs already happened
Kati buno obonero obwendwa de bonero mukongo simba
Sickness one of those which come last
Niya baga muliulira entalo
You will hear of wars
netutumuli entalo
Even rumors of wars
Echo chamala dokubawo
That already happened.
Ndalo zibaddo.
Was happened. You heard them.
Neither is again a man.
Are still moving on.
Bwezabadde nga zitemaganyeze muntu.
When that field was of guns.
Babadde bagala zisha mukitibwa economic war.
Wanted to bypass it in the economic war ebyenfuna. Olutalo byenfuna.
Abamu kumahanga ago mu Europe.
Some of European nations.
Ne mu America.
And in America.
Biko bana ne bagena ne bafuna yo aba intelligence mu China.
And they condived went get intelligent people in China.
Ne bagole ikirwadde.
And they made a virus.
Ninga katonda bwe yasubiza.
As God promised.
Walieri mu Yobu sura eyo kutanga.
Job chapter 5.
Ne pa 17.
Kills the plans of the crafty. Does not allow them fulfill their plans.
Makes
their schemes fall on themselves.
Did it and nations.
And they are targeted
amawanga agam
specific nations and specific race of people. God said to have manufactured it will affect you.
Obonero obukutandika ko kujja kwa mkama fu wa maradda.
Beginning of coming God Lord Jesus already finished to
have. Wabati mwobo se basema
yo. We are those which are last.
Obuli mwendo adde.
We are the sicknesses.
Abatu dide muko.
This repeat us.
Matayo isura biri munya noli nyoro mukaga.
Matthew 24 verse 6.
Muli ulide ntalo netutumuli ntalo. Mulabe temwera likiriranga. Kubanga tebirire makubawo. Naye enkomerero gechali
ija kuba echali obwe butandikirwa ako
you get those at the beginnings
iba nabi obulimba
baze the false prophets have come
bakwisha obulimba
the false christs
itutumuli entalo
rumors of wars
ebe bijja kuba bitandi
those will have begun
ati ayingira kubishemba yo nagamba bwa
on the last things he said this
ubonero obushemba yo yogira bwa
signs he spoke this
tuchali Matayo 24
still in Matthew 24
Matayo isura biri munya n'oliro musamu
Matthew 24 verse 7
Kubange gwanga lilitabale gwanga ne kabaka alitabala kabaka we wao enjala ne chikankano muifo ebitali bimu
enjala na chi
famine
iyo ndo zamanyira okasti kasita muazira biyeke enjala yabata ya
so locusts you know famine is right on the way
nechikankano
even earthquakes
chizo butabachi nechitugumye taka
may not be this which shake the ground
naye mumitima
ye misi in the hearts of Egypt
mumitima ja basamiza bakole ye misi
so as which work things of Egypt
wange elimu Isaya 19 jayogera kuitwa kwa gwange lya Uganda
the speech of the call of Uganda
yagama ne mitima ja bajili sana ukawakati mubu
will melt in their midst
soma tuulire
you read to here
Matayo esura ya 2 mwenya nolu nyiriri Romanana
Matthew 24 verse 8
Nebe byonna rwe rubenebeliye olwo kulumwa
Abadde muntandikwa
They are the beginnings
ebisimba yo biyebiliwa
The last one are the words
Matayo abidi munya mwenda
Matthew 24 verse 9
Rubaliba wayo mwe mubonye bonyezibwe
Tukatudde ko waguru
Let's first get Romans up the verse 7.
For nations are raised against nations. Kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine. And pestilence. And earthquake in various places.
Virus which come from joining up insects and pestilences. That is the corona still here. Now where we heading on to, the last point. If you see the sicknesses, the famine. Famine, if you see locusts, you know what is next.
When
spread them in this nation, they go to another nation and they eat up everything. They passed in Pakistan
and
up rice, they only left the soil. And I told you,
when you
pass Pakistan, you will see. But here where we are, we thank the Lord. And right in the 2 Kings chapter 6,
7 and 15,
he led to the hair of Elisha. Things in secret to update us when they have not yet happened. If the world was wise,
run quick
of new generation,
new
apostle, what is moving on? What can we do? We have many answers. Question you have one, we have booklets of answers. After the famine, sicknesses of pestilences, the earthquakes, this shaking you here now, it's touching
the
world. It's not of earthquake of the ground, but the shaking of people's hearts for the sickness. Somebody said, but you apostle, if you are affected by it, we shall love. I have no loss in that word.
So above
to heaven, this is the best thing, don't you see? Be affected because we have a relation with it. It cannot affect me. But even affect me is not the problem. For I head on back home.
That
is a problem. You, if hold of you not reach heavens because of your evils, you will fall in hell. Not align yourself, that's why I tell you. So what's the apostle? You threaten us like that. It is going to what? No. You leave it, move its course.
God,
nobody has to first fulfill his purpose.
Matthew 24,
verses
7.
Matthew 24,
verses
8.
This has
not been only in church, but even the entire world. For they will betray each other.
Many will be offended. And it's a betray one another.
Today your wife discover
minister of
health. You have pronounced, she calls minister of health. You come for this man.
Man,
the wife is sick. He makes emergency call.
Minister of health.
Come for this woman.
The
child you've given up.
Era n'okukyawagana kubanga deureti one another.
Tibajja kwekyawa. Chest them not to
before
you.
Now they hate each other.
Americans have been friends with
America.
And they stopped those to eat America.
England,
they are not stopped. Sickness made them hate each other now. Them today shut them out.
Wow. They
each sit in their home, go to speak with them. Time you have to be careful of it.
When arise,
it will never end.
Until
God's purpose is accomplished. Listen to the next verse.
Matthew 24:11. Okwagala kw'abasinga obungi kuliwola.
Bangi ebyakatonda abadde babivaako.
Many that given up on things of God.
No more
want to know when we preach the gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness. The kingdom of heaven. And they no more want that.
Matthew 24:13. Okubwa mujulirwa mu mawanga gonna awenkomerero neryokejja.
Kakati yesawa.
Now is the time.
Matayo abiri munya 14.
Matthew 24:14.
Injili y'obwakabaka.
Gospel of the kingdom.
Bwakatonda.
Of God.
N'obutuuke.
And if the righteousness of the kingdom of heaven.
Edemwe buliwe mujulirwa.
Be preached in all the world.
Enkomerero.
Then the end will come. Second coming of the Lord.
What,
I told you what's prevailing is to help us as the nation of Uganda, as friends of Uganda, all love God in the entire world, to fulfill God's worldwide promised call, which is on the nation Uganda, God's final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, the revival and the restoration, the greatest, and the last on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, to resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Then the end will come.
He has prepared
you that you so far seen.
Told
us in the Isaiah 19, in the verse 1, like this, the same signs fulfilling the call
Africa,
basically in Uganda, part of Africa.
Africa,
which was known as Egypt, in the years of BC. Isaiah 19:1.
Omugugu gwa Misiri, laba, Mukama yebagadde ku kire ekiyita amangu, najja mu Misiri. N'ebifaananyi eby'emisiri birinyenyezebwa mu maaso ge.
Mukama ali ku kire ekiyita amangu.
God is on the swift clouds.
Aja mu Misiri.
He cometh in Egypt.
Uyamanyi bwanga mu BC.
Which I was known in BC.
Dere manyidwanga Africa.
Today it's the Africa of today. But we know in the Acts chapter 1:9-11, Jesus was taken on the cloud in the same way to go to heaven, waiting to get back with on the crowd in the same way. Revelation 1:7. They say, behold, he cometh on the cloud, and every eye it will see him.
He
said he rides on the swift clouds. Isaiah 19:1. That rides on the swift clouds. And he cometh in Egypt. Present day Africa in AD. focus the preparations of his coming back.
They are prepared and they are focused
on the continent of Africa. Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. In those signs of fulfilling that call,
we
come showing you they appear the same as the coming back of Jesus.
When
I read in the Isaiah 19, Heart of Egypt, we only as Africa. As known in Eddie. As we melting in hearts. According to the sickness of Corona's violence. All people in the world, they are melting up. They get to be burnt, melt up.
Isaiah 19 verses 2.
Have you heard well? Hear what's in Isaiah 19, verse 1 and 2. Fighting Egyptians, Africans and Africans. That's happening. Fighting of Africans. A kingdom fighting a kingdom.
That's
what's in Matthew 24. From verse 3 to 8. We heard of them. Let's move on in the Isaiah we hear. Isaiah 19 verses 3. Where it is preached,
Africa, okay,
as Africa which was known as Egypt in BC, we hear that our spirits are failing in us.
Now
go to Asia, you can understand that. Mostly in China. If you pass to Europe,
the
spirits of people are no more in them. Themselves have fallen there for sins. Repent to die, go in heavens. America too, it reached there. In Africa,
it's
mostly affected West Africa. The many false prophets who are right to that side. Isaiah 19 verse 3.
Neri abo abaliko ebizimu. Neri abalogo. Olinyo lwokuna. Era ndigabula ababisiri umukono gw'omwami omukambwe.
Era tumanyi tubadde kyali colonization.
We know still in colonization, so we seem to have gotten from it.
Nga Africa.
As Africa. Those have happened on us. They have decided us to accept homosexuality. The many nations of Africa. Those who decide most for us are the Americans and the English.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. All both as they are like that. God promised this moment of confusion as it's moving on. There will be a pillar and an altar of the knowledge of God in the midst of the land.
It's
in the midst of the land of Egypt. How it was known in BC.
Africa.
It's the present day Africa. Basing here in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Isaiah 19 verse 19. Ere liba akabonero, ero mchulirwa, eri mukama oweje, monsi ye misiri. kubanga balikabira mukama olwaba jozi naye alibaweereza omulokozi era omukuumi naye alibalokola.
Yesu yabazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Bubatu na Isaiah 19:19.
Isaiah 19 verse 19.
Egamba nti kunaku uli.
Said on the other day.
Walibeerawo
ekyoto
mukama.
Altar unto the Lord.
Kati ekyoto ekyo.
Now that altar.
Kibeera n'amasiga gakyo asatu.
Has its three pillars on it.
Yetumanyi nti kitaffe.
That know the Father.
Kigambo kye mukama waffe
Yesu. What the Lord Jesus.
N'omwoyo omutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Era ekyoto kiba n'omuliro.
The altar holds fire on it.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
That of the Word of God.
Kibeera n'enku.
It has firewood on it.
Ebirabo eby'omwoyo eby'engeri zonna.
The different form of spiritual gifts.
Ebyagalibwa Katonda kitaffe.
Given by God the Father.
N'ekigambo.
And the Word.
Tumanyi ng'omwana.
We know as the Son.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Even
what the Holy Spirit gives. There is food which is cooked on it. Finish famine and fasting in the world. That of the Word of God. Preparing the gospel of peace. To preach in the entire world. The water which cooks the food.
The
Holy Spirit flow like rivers of living waters. That is the altar.
And
there will be that pillar.
Wakati munsi ye Misri
of the land of Egypt.
Nabo yamanyibwanga mu BC.
Was known in BC.
Olwalero emanyidwa nga Africa mu jeno.
Present day Africa.
Mu BC mu
AD.
Eranga agamba.
And he says.
Tikali bero obujulirwa.
That it will be a witness.
Obada bwe baga ntikali bero obujulirwa.
He says it's a witness.
Abakuze Matayo 2:4.
Taking you back to Matthew 24.
14.
And the verse 14.
Ntiwali ntinjiri ye nenjiri ye nyo bwaka bakabwa katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Nobutukirivu
the righteousness
in
the kingdom of heaven
eriddamu okubulirwa amawanga gonna
should be preached in all the nations
okubeera obujulirwa
to be a witness
olwenkome yonooliyoko etuuka
then the end will come.
Era mukama amaze okusimba omulimu guno.
God has already planted this work.
So tutegeeza amawanga.
Now we proclaim to nations
nti ekyoto
now the altar and the pillar and the witness
is
a sign of God. The new generation with the full knowledge of God. This ministry
is
put there for you, save you in all, from all things. Those you've begun to see.
And
God rebukes the world. God prayed for you that God prepares you for this gospel.
Past,
he rolled with the heavy hand. A reason of preparing you.
Know
this message will reach unto all of you. Every person where they are in the world.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
He
moves on to speak as he says this.
Isaiah 19.
Isaiah
19.
Isaiah chapter 19 verse 21.
Era mukama alimanyibwa Misiri. Naba Misiri balimanya mukama kunakululi.
Iye kunakululi olwayogerwako.
After the word was spoken of.
Na olwalero nokuta.
As today onwards.
Okumanya Katonda.
Knowledge of God.
Mu Africa.
In the Africa.
Yamanyiwanga Misiri mu AD.
Known as Egypt in AD.
Icho chatandishida.
That already begun.
Tuchimanye bulunji.
We know of it well.
Mwe namawanga agomu.
All you nations of the world.
Mutulindiri.
You are waiting for us.
Emabega kawo.
Some time back.
Ku TVM eyabungereza.
One of the television in England.
Badayo mukoresebwa.
They went back in the vision.
Okwaba mukuba kitabu.
Some of their forefathers.
The European explorers.
The European explorers.
Nebangamba nti okwisa uweddewo mu Europe years no rubusa.
Christianity assist to be in the time of Europe.
Nenti bajeje baba subisi.
That their forefathers promised them.
Ndwali bawo kudizibwa obujja.
There will be a restoration.
Revival yamani.
Powerful revival.
Iriva mu Africa.
It will come from Africa.
Era maulira okusiga banga deni daishi.
News not for many a long time it passed of recent.
TVM
on one television in England. This is truthful.
Yes, we have
praise you. Jesus much.
Agambi,
he has said
mo Isaiah 19
verse 21.
Misri. Ome manyidwa nga Africa
leo. President the Africa.
Ngesinzira mu Uganda kwa ya Africa.
Facing in Uganda Pearl of Africa.
Bali manya Katonda.
They will know God.
Ne Katonda alimanyibwa
God will be known by them.
Era wano okumanya okugenda okubuna ensi yonna.
Here the knowledge to spread the entire world.
Katonda kwa yasubiza mu Isaiah 19.
God promised in Isaiah 11:9. And he says that earth shall be filled with knowledge of God's glory as the waters spread on the sea. Habakkuk 2:14, he says earth will be filled with knowledge of God's glory as the waters spread on the sea. Isaiah 40:5. And he says,
the earth
be filled with knowledge of God.
Both
with flesh will see it all together.
Mouth
of the Lord is what spoke it. Get back to Isaiah 19. Verse 21 spoke as he said this.
Isaiah 19:21. Naba misiri bali manya mukama kunakuruli wewao bali sinza ne sadaka ne chitone edaba liye ya maobwe ya mo eri mukama edaba libutukiriza
kurunaku ngale
ero. On the day like today
tuliwereza mukama,
we shall serve the Lord
ne sadaka
with the sacrifice
ne chiwebwai
an offering.
Ngabe tuchimanyi mbarumi sura ya
12. As we know it in the Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 3.
Tuwaye mbiri jafe.
We give our bodies
a
living sacrifice.
Esimwa erekirizi wakatoni.
Pleased and acceptable before God.
Kuwerezo kwa magezi.
The ministration of wisdom.
Yesu mwati atandika obuwereza.
That's why he began in place this ministry.
Mule mumpio kwino kumanya Katonda okujude.
The new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Kutuwa amagezi.
To give us wisdom.
That we
serve him with the ministration of wisdom. God's final work on the planet Earth. Facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And he said they will make a vow and they will fulfill it. We know it in Egypt,
as was
known in the BC. Today it's the present day Africa. In AD, there is one nation which came out to make a vow.
It
says according to its motto, and that nation is Uganda. And the Uganda motto says, for God and my country, I will stand.
So, wakati mwuse Afrika,
the midst of the land of Africa,
known
as Egypt in BC,
came out to
make a vow stand for God in days like this. As we say in the Uganda motto, that for God and our country, and at the same time,
we said
they're called Uganda National Anthem. To lay our future and that of our nation in the hands of God. It's what we have to do up to today.
Mu Uganda National School Prayer,
the Uganda National School Prayer,
twakirizo okuchuka n'emitima gyaffe
gyonna, accepted to turn with all of our hearts unto God.
Uganda,
all we ask Uganda, nation which should hold an example in the entire world.
Kare, ebyo nange maze okubaho ku nsi.
All those after they happen on the world,
esala gye twasaba Katonda ateketeke ensi
yonna. The prayer we prayed God prepared the entire world,
amaze okukikola.
He has already done
it. Kati atuukiriza butuukiriza.
Now fulfills it just.
Now
it's the time.
He's
given you that heading. The last sign,
the
second coming back of the Lord Jesus. The world is in confusions. And
border,
its borders, the roads,
the
houses are being closed
for
the sickness of coronavirus.
If
they don't appear, one get out or enter. But as that is still like that,
spoke in the Isaiah 19,
he said this. Isaiah 19:21.
Eraba liye yama obwe yamo elimu kama eraba libutu ukiriza abidi mubiri. Eramu kama alikuba misiri nga akuba eranga awonya.
Icho kuba kyo mmanyemu echiri.
The issue of striking, no, it is involved.
Beatings,
don't be surprised of them.
We
say we'll strike Egypt,
known
as present day Africa, as he heals it.
Healing
coming out, don't be surprised.
It
cannot always come Africa or the next bigger problems coming.
But when
he strikes, he's not to strike only us.
We dispersed
the others to first strike those we are meant to serve. He will blow in us.
Do
not arise, stand in that call. Then he will come strike us more. Mostly Uganda, part of Africa. For you
preach
that. When he tried to hinder coronas come in here, all nations around
here
have cases in Uganda. Show yourself. Don't know what God is trying to show you.
Isaiah 19, verse
22.
Nabo. Bali daeli mukama na ye bali egai aliyegairirwa bo era alibawonya
kisera kisoboka.
It is time, still possible.
Africa ngesinzira mu Uganda, pale Africa,
in Uganda, part of Africa. Understand this
call. Can
plead to God stop the others.
That's
doing in the world for preparing for this work. We can call before you, plead to him. Tell him we discovered what to do. This message
we send
to those all in Uganda and the entire world. I know it will not wait. It's going to be worked on in the quick
audio
time
video.
In the audio and video. When you get it, you send it to another in the shortest time.
But
there is no time. Isaiah chapter 19, verse
23.
Now I told some time back. I spoke of
sense
of fulfilling the call on Uganda. The second coming back of Jesus. They will put highways which are amazing. Come from Africa. Going to serve in Asia.
We are
dominated by Muslims and different beliefs.
The
days you asked me, how will it be done?
I told
God will stretch his hand, take away those hard-hearted.
Those who fight
because for the kingdom and righteousness. Those who fight salvation. God will create those ways.
Isaiah Esula.
Isaiah
19, verse
23.
Verse 24. Misiri. No Bwasuli. No Mukisa wakati mu nsi.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Israel again up our kusa.
Israel will be third.
Africa manyidwanga Misri.
Africa known as Egypt then.
Ukusina Uganda kuleli Africa.
Basically in Uganda, part of Africa.
Abiri wali mu number 1.
Will be number 1. Now Assyria, you hear of it.
They're
going to pass strikes within them, you'll hear them.
They have
come in the place of serving in the gospel, they'll be surprised.
In
that blessing,
take
a curse of the sickness and the more problems coming. Those with the blessings has to come out. That's why he ended the saying like this.
Isaiah 19,
verse
25. Bawebo mukisa Misiri abantu bange no bwasuli omulimu gw'emikono gyange ne Isirayiri obusika bwange.
Africa known as Egypt in BC.
Urunonge sinira mu Uganda kulali Africa.
Time basing in Uganda, part of Africa.
Weridwa mukisa
is being blessed, be a blessing of the world, the initial blessing. And they called the Assyrians to come be a blessing.
Number two,
Israel will come number three.
This,
what's be done in this time if you are to take away curse of the sickness? What we've heard in the Isaiah in the chapter 24 as we finish.
Isaiah esula eyabiri mwenya.
Isaiah 24 verses 10.
Ekibuga ekyokwetabula kimenyesemenyese. Buli nyumba egaddwawo. Omuntu yenna alemo kugiyingiramu.
Yes.
Ekibuga ekijjudde obuvuyo.
The city filled with confusions.
Obuvuyo bwaba samize.
Confusions of sorcerers.
Abasinza stand na emizimu.
Worship Satan and his demons.
Abamanyiddwa nga ba devil worshippers.
Those known as devil worshippers.
Ba Illuminati.
The Illuminati.
The
Baphomets.
N'abalinga.
And the many like those.
Omuli amadini ag'obuvuyo.
Where there are religions of chaos.
Nga tegalina wadde n'omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Not light of the word of God.
Omuli enzikiriza.
Where there are beliefs.
Ezengeri ez'enjawulo.
All types.
Ezijjudde okubuzaabuza.
Filled with confusions.
N'obulokozi obw'obulimba.
The false salvation.
Omutali njiri ya bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
No gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
The righteousness.
Bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
The kingdom of heaven.
Omuli ennimi n'ebika n'amawanga.
Where the nations, clans and languages.
Ejjudde obuvuyo n'okulimbalimba kw'ensi.
Confusions and lies of this world.
Ebyobufuzi.
Politics.
Ebijjudde enguzi.
Filled of bribes.
Ab'ebyobulamu.
Those of health sector.
Abajjudde okulya enguzi.
Filled of eating bribes.
N'obutafaayo.
Not caring.
Kugamba obusi.
Now murdering.
Abasubuzi.
The business people.
Abeeyagaliza bokka na bokka.
Only themselves.
Borders ensi.
Borders of nations.
Zigaliddwawo.
They have been closed.
Engudo.
The roads.
N'abantu baggalirwa mu mayumba.
People shut in the houses.
Balimu okubaawo okufuluma oba okuyingira.
Not going out neither.
Era Katonda bakakkanyiza okwogera nabo.
People have humbled down that God speaks with them.
Kubanga twawulidde ozeeko emabega munyo lw'ekkumi olw'omukaaga.
Hard when you get backwards to verse 6.
Olw'okutaano.
Verse 5.
Yagambye bw'ati.
He said like this.
Isaiah esula y'24 n'olunyo lw'okutaano.
Isaiah 24 verses 5.
Era ensi esiigiddwako empitambi wansi w'abagituulamu. Kubanga basobezza amateeka. Ne bawaanyisa ekiragiro. Ne bamenya endagaano etaliggwaawo.
Bawa kwegamba ensi ejjudde obutali butuukirivu.
The world is filled of unrighteousness.
Obw'engeri
of every form.
Abantu bava Katonda.
People depart from the Lord.
Tebakyayagala kigambo kya Katonda.
No more love the word of God.
Era.
And.
Balwanyisiza amateeka ga Katonda.
They oppose the laws of the living God.
Nabatambulira mbu bali mu njiri y'ekisa.
Move that they are in the gospel of grace.
Nebagaana amateeka.
And they reject the laws.
N'okukkiriza nebakkiriza ebisiyaga wakati mu nsi.
Believe they allow homosexuality in the world.
Bakyusa ebiragiro.
They change the commands.
Nga bakyusa ekyalagirwa omukazi okufumbirwa omusajja.
That command a woman to get married to a man.
So si musajja na musajja newankubadde omukazi.
A man with a man, neither a woman with a woman.
Era nga bamenya endagaano empya.
Break the new covenant.
Onyola omukaaga n'agamba.
The verse 6 it says.
Isaiah esula y'24 n'olunyola omukaaga.
Isaiah 24 verses 6.
Ekikolimo kye kyaba kirya ensi. N'abo abagituulamu balabisenga gubasinze. Abatuula mu nsi kye baba bookebwa abantu ne basigala batono.
Ekikolimo ky'ekirwadde n'ebirwadde ebirala bingi
n'enjalakivudde
kitambula
ensiekirwadde
kya koronavirus kikolimo ddala
kyenyini
era abatuulamu
mu
nsi yonna
tuwulira
nga twandiza eri Katonda
gutusinze
era agamba abali mu nsi bokyeddwa emitima gyabwe.
Both in the world, their hearts have been burned up.
Bali mu kutya.
They are in fear.
Era musigalamu abantu batono.
India is to remain a few people.
So twawuliddeko.
Now we had all.
Olw'ekirwadde ekyo Katonda akendeeza abantu.
That sickness God reduces population of people.
Wabeewo okumuwuliriza.
There will be an audience to listen from him.
Kubanga abadde alimba munnaggibwawo.
The one who has been deceiving another is being taken away.
Abadde anyweza munne mbutali butuukirivu.
The one who met one going to unrighteousness.
Atwalibwa.
They are taken away.
Isaiah isura ya 24 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Isaiah 24 verses 7.
Omwenge omusu guwubaala, omuzabibu guyongobera. Bonna abalina emitima egisanyuka basa ebikowe.
Bagende badde mbanywa omwenge.
Let them go back drink alcohol.
Kubanga endwadde bali bubi tebakyayinza kunywa omwenge.
Too much of them, they can no more drink alcohol.
Waliwo yabadde abagambye mbu ekimu kukiwonya corona.
One who told him one of what heals corona's virus.
Kunaaba mwenge mu ngalo nakunywako.
Buffing alcohol in the hands and drinking it.
Nibagenza okulaba banywa ekintu kiyongera kubalya.
Drink the virus is consuming it, them up more.
Ari kisoko okujjamu abakadde abakakanyavu b'emitima.
It takes out the whole people who are hardened in hearts.
Abatu kakanyaza mbusamizi.
Those who made us sick in the sorcery.
Ne mumadini dini akatategirika.
The religions which are not rightful.
Kubanga abakadde abanyweza emisingi emikyamu ejedda.
Old people maintain old and wrong foundations. Understood why it's affecting them more. People who are old who maintain foundations of sorcery, foundations of the false religions and the false beliefs. As the first killed, those from 20 years and above,
he
that Israelites to enter Canaan,
and
kill them on the border.
It
only took there the young ones. And don't be surprised of that.
Agambi omwenge guliye guubaala
tekunywa. Alcohol, no one is drinking it now.
N'abaali basanyusibwa.
Even those who are married in heart, they no more do that. The verse 8.
Isaiah isura ya 24 n'olunyoro muna.
Isaiah 24 verses 8.
Ekinyumu ekyebitaasa kikoma. Oluyogaano lwabo abasanyuka luggwaawo. Essanyu ery'ennanga likoma.
Abadde bagenda mu bidisco
byensi. The discos of the world.
Abadde basanyuka sanyuka.
Those who are rejoicing always.
N'abadde babukira bukira ku nnanga mu makungaaniro.
Jumping in the harps in the synagogues.
Ebyokutendeza nga yafuuka disco
and the praising became disco and pleasures in the church.
Kifo ky'okutendeza n'okusinza Katonda.
Praising and worshiping God.
Abambalanga bwe baagala.
They clothe the way they want.
Ne bayimbanga bwe baagala.
They sing the way they want.
Isaiah isura ya 24 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Isaiah 24 verses 9.
Tebalinywa mwenge.
These who've
been drinking alcohol, they walk on the road sinking.
That
God is not there. Salvation born again of foolish people. Okay.
You
go drink and sing the way you have been doing it. Isaiah 24
in
the verse
9. Ekibuga ekyokwetabula kimenyesemenyese. Buli nyumba egaddwawo. Omuntu yenna aleme okuyingiramu.
Obunabbi bwatukiridde.
Prophecy already came to pass.
Ekibuga ekitono kino ekimanyiddwa
nga ensi. Small city known as Planet Earth.
Kyayogerwako eri mu buwulizi 9:14 n'okukira.
Ecclesiastes 9:14 downwards.
Ekyalumbibwa Sitaani.
That was attacked by Satan.
Omusajja omu w'amagezi n'ajja okukinunula.
One wise man came to redeem it.
Amanyiddwa nga Kristo Yesu.
Known as Christ Jesus.
Naye ebigambo by'okumala akaseera kanene.
But for a long time.
Bibadde tebisibwako mulaka.
Not been honored and considered.
N'agamba kati mujja kubisa.
Consider them by force.
Kibuga kijjudde akavuyo.
You see the field of confusions.
Kimenyeka ensemenyeka
menyeka. Breaking up, the world is breaking up.
Bagaddewo border.
They have closed borders.
Engudu.
Roads.
Naba bagaliddwa mayumba.
Others shut in the houses.
Endwadde ya corona virus ifusi.
This corona virus has become a problem.
Nayongera mu 11 ng'agamba.
Speaks in the verse 11 saying.
Isaiah 24
verse 11.
Waliwo okukaaba mu nguudo olw'omwenge. Essanyu lyonna lizikizibwa. Ekinyumu. Ekinyumu ekyensi kigenze.
Okukaaba.
The crimes.
Mu nguudo abaali banywa omwenge.
The roads, those who drank alcohol.
Essanyu lizeeko ekizikiza.
Joy is darkened now.
okusanyuka
pleasures
kugwawo
it ceases
anti birina okugalibwawo tebalina kuddamu kugenda mu
binyomoyo Let them be their homes that God speaks with them.
This
message reaches everyone out there.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah
chapter 24 verses 12.
Mchivuga musigade okuzika.
In the city is left desolation.
Ekibuga kirese udwanga kizise.
Ekirwadde kyegiriisa mu kibuga.
Sickness is present in the city.
Mukyalo kitasibwako okwo.
In the village at least it is saved there.
Banga amayumba gesuddesudde.
Houses are scattered in the villages.
Naye bano bagaba n'omukka.
But these share oxygen.
Nyumba ku nyumba.
House upon house.
Dirisha ku dirisha.
Window to window.
Bakali
na bakali. House to storied house. Sickness is mostly spread in the cities. But not in the Goshen land of ours.
Amen.
And to the children of God.
Amen.
Isaiah
24
verses 12.
Mchibuga musigadde okuzika. Ne wankachi akubidwa. No kuzikirira.
Just to pass across the border. Covered the sickness enter it with another land. Right on the gates of the nations. I speak of the borders.
They are
weak.
Nation.
Want to force yourself into another nation
and shoot you.
Don't bring coronas here. Let's just keep having the few cases we have with ourselves.
Isaiah 24
verse 13.
Kubanga wechiti bwekiribeera wakati mu nsi mu mawanga ngawe bakuba omuzeyituni ngawe balonda Ezabibu okunoga ngakuwedde 14 bano bali imusa edwozi lyawe
agakiribera bwe kiti
now it will be like this
ngamazo kunkumula
after he has sifted them
kunkumudde mwa abashingo obuji
most of them sifted out
naddala abakadde ababadde banyweza obulogo
old people who were maintaining foundations of
society
you old person change quick
Kubanga bw'otakyuka ng'okyali mu kunyweza ebyobusamize ebyebika byammwe n'ennimi
n'amawanga
n'okulemera mu madiini bumwe
wazaalibwa
songa tolina dda omusana gw'ekigambo
gw'olina
n'okulemera mu nzikiriza
ezitategeerekeka
ezitayinza kukubuulira butereevu njiri obwakabaka
bwakatondan'obutuukirivu
mu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu nammwe abeeyinulidde mu bulokozi
obw'obulimbanamugoberera
enjiri
y'ebyenfuna gains of this world.
Head
of gospel of the kingdom and righteousness.
He
added on you what you need.
You
get out the old who maintain falsehood in the world.
Isaiah 24
verse 14.
Banobali Musa edwozi lyawe. Bali yogerera waguru. Uwomukuru wa mukama nti olwomukuru wa mukama balekana nga bayima kunyanja
yes yes sir
this is the time
nyike mitima
quiz
tanga wowe mukama tutas
lord save us
Obadde tumanyi nti waliyo obunabbi obutuukira.
You know this prophecy coming to pass.
Nebutegeereka mu nsi nti buno bwe butuukira.
No one in the world this is what comes to pass now.
Wano oli ku source.
Here you are right at the source.
Ebikula era etuukiriza ebyo amabi obunabbi.
Believe and fulfills prophet secrets of the prophecy.
Isaiah 24:15. Kale mugulumize mukama ebuvanjuba.
Abebuvanjuba.
Those of the East.
East Africa.
East Africa.
Aya bas.
It is time.
Amen.
amawulire amalungi galyoke gave ebuvanjuba
spoken in Daniel 11
getuula ensi
yonna
mugulumize mukama mwe buvanjuba mukulembere mu
Uganda
East Africa
Isaiah 24 verse 15.
And we are singing to the Lord. Holy
Son
is the Lord.
Son of God.
Omwana wa Mukama.
You are the Lord of all eternity.
Ntie gwe katonda we mirembe jona.
Bazi ugenda ziwira.
They are going to hear no thongs.
Nenda la nyingi nga weziri ye.
Many answers are out there.
Tulide nyimbe zigulumiza katonda.
Our songs glorifying God.
Ensonga yatuse kunyoge.
Issue has reached the main mark.
Omwezi tusigaza gumwebiri.
We remain in 1-2 months.
Mugwa mukaga tulina okulonchinga okuyitibwa.
In the month of June we have to launch the call. Yetu
basindi kidobaka bunomwe namusi.
Send this message to all you in the world.
Kubatuke ko mugango.
It reaches you in the shortest time.
Isaiah esula yabiri munya. Nolunyiriri olukumi nomukaga.
Isaiah 24 verse 16.
Tulide nyimba nga ziva ku nkomero y'ensi ekitiibwa eri abatuukirivu naye ne nkyogera nti nkozimba
endwadde ebadde ebali bubi
sickness has been much on them it squeezed them
nkozimba zinsanze abalyaza amaanyi balyaza amaanyiza weewaawo abalyaza amaanyi balyaza amaanyiza nnyo 17 Entiisa n'obunnya n'omutego biri ku ggwe gwatula mu nsi.
Entiisa.
The fear.
Omutego.
The snare.
Obunnya obutakoma.
Bottomless pit.
Abantu balota kufa.
People dream.
Wowe! Kifuru korona akwatanze nja. Bane ekirabika nzaddako.
I'm the next.
Waliwo essuubi.
There is hope.
Livayo ngomusano ogwoko makya.
Come up out as the light of the dawn.
Kubanga Katonda kenyini.
Because God himself.
Ye musana.
Is the light.
Ugwita mchigambo che.
Passed in this world.
Agwa kirensi yonna.
The entire world.
Gushibuka mu Uganda kula li Africa.
Brings from Uganda part of Africa.
Ubone ensi yonna.
Spreads the entire world.
Umulimu gwa Katonda ogusemba yo.
God is final work.
Usema singa wezi.
On the planet earth.
Oh. Amen. Isaiah esura ya 24 n'olunyiro 18.
Isaiah chapter 24 verse 18.
Awo olituuka oyadduka eddoboozi ery'entiisa aligwa mu bunnya.
Yes.
Ojja kwakudduka mu China.
Run from China.
Olw'eddoboozi entiisa mulwadde mutumala.
Fear is sickness is finishing us.
Okukira n'emmotoka pu.
You reach at the cup will knock you down.
Odduka ki?
What are you running?
Mwadde munyozi obutali butuki.
You held and righteous.
Mwagala kuchuka.
Don't want to change.
Tewali kudduka.
There is no running.
Wali okwewayiri mukama.
He is committing ourselves to the Lord.
Nalinya Isaiah esula yabiri munyo lyo 18.
Isaiah 24 verse 18.
Nalinya okuva mu bunnya wakati omutego guli mukwata. Kubanga ebituli ebyawaggulu biguliddwawo. Nti kubanga ebituli byawaggulu biguddwawo n'emisingi gy'ensi ginyenya. Olinyo 19.
Verses 19.
Ensi emenyekedde ddala. Ensi esaanuukidde ddala. Ensi ejjulukuse nnyo. Olwabiri. Ensi eritagata ng'omutamiivu. Era eriyugumizibwa ng'ensiisira. N'okusobya kwayo kuligizitowerera. Era erigwa netegolokoka nate.
Yes.
The
transgression has become heavy.
It's
heavy. This is gotten heavy, Lord. It's coming from sin. In the fall of the world, in the economy, going to fall, it will never stand the way it has been.
The speed
they moved by, they will never catch it again.
God old
technology used it for foolishness and profane.
Isaiah 24,
verse 21.
Awo olituuka ku lunaku luli Mukama alibonereza eje eryabakulumivu waggulu.
Agenda yitako mu maje.
Going to pass in the armies.
Olw'obusirusiru bw'ebisiyago obubonye.
Foolishness of homosexuality spread there.
Era abalina amaje amasirusiru.
Those who have foolish armies.
Mwerinde kuba ajja eyo.
For is coming that side.
Isaiah 24,
verse 21.
The
principalities in the space, the kings of the world.
Era bali kunganyizibwa wamu ngabasibe.
Where are they? Those that have gathered hospitals in the camps.
Here
are the word of the Lord. As today.
Isaiah 24,
verse
22. Era bali kunganyizibwa wamu ngabasibe bakunganyizibwa obunya era bali sibirwa mukomera
bali omanyo kubagalirira
ndatambula close you indoors you shouldn't
wali oje bagalirira temufuru
the places are closed
they don't
cover you have that sickness they shut you in there.
Isaiah 24
verse 22.
Erenda kunyinchi gaziseewo balijirwa.
After many days, shall they be punished?
Bajja kubonerezewa.
Katonda wuyo.
God is there.
Isaiah 24,
verse 23.
Kale omwezi gulikwatibwa ensonyi n'enjuba eriswala. Kubanga Mukama weje. Alifugira ku lusozi Sayuni ne mu Yerusalemi ne mu maso ga bakadde abekitiibwa.
The 24 elders
Mukama afagena kubajja enjuba ejalekayo kwa
Lord is coming to come the sun and the moon stop give their lives.
Bakulaga nti kabonero kanukuleko ebimu kubisemba ebyo kujja kwa Mukama.
They signed some of the least things of the Lord Jesus.
Naye nga tekinnaba kujja ekyo.
Yet before that cometh.
Ffe twasaba essaala ebateekateeka mu nsi
yonna. We prayed the prayer preparing them in the entire world.
Ntandikwa y'omwezi ogwa December.
Beginning of month of December.
Mu mwaka ogwa
2019. What's reached to you?
God
told us that the 1st December.
2019.
Told us Satan is going to launch one of his wildest and last evils on the world.
And
told us of the virus which was to be launched and surpasses HIV.
But
coming back, God told us
going
to use the very sickness. Many other sicknesses destroy foods. Proclaim to all nations
that
they don't live by food alone but by every word from the mouth of God. As the scriptures are. that kings of the world not reign by themselves, but God reigns in the midst of kingdom of children of men. And this is helping us to prepare them. We can fulfill God's worldwide promise, His worldwide promised call
is
on the nation Uganda.
It's
God's final work on the planet Earth, and it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. It's the greatest revival and the restoration,
the last
on the planet Earth.
It's
basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
We
are spearheaded the ministry of new generation
with
the full knowledge of God and His glory.
The
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. May God bless you. As you hear that message, reach it every person. You prepare yourself. Time has come. The work to begin.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God, who has empowered us to glorify the Father,
work
with armies of holy angels. May God bless you.
Amen.